The biggest business program in the country starts now. It's Williams Means Business on Newstalk ZB.
It is now 6:07. Just an update on the Julie Bishop debate that we were having on the huddle with Heather Duplessis, Allen and Vernon Tarver. It was suggested that maybe Jerry Brownlee called up Ms. Bishop and said go hard, etc., etc. Anyway, we've had a call or a text from Nick Bryant, who is senior advisor to Jerry Brownlee. He says, I work for Jerry Brownlee, and Heather's suggestion Jerry did that is completely untrue. The first contact on this matter was from Ms. Bishop to him by phone this afternoon, well after she made her public statements in Australia. Nick Bryant, senior advisor to Jerry Brownlee. Thank you for that correspondence, Nick. Appreciate it. It's now 6:08. Well, the United States is on high alert after satellite images showed North Korea moving missiles into launch position. Meanwhile, North Korea leader Kim Jong-un has told North Korean state media that he was or has reviewed a plan to fire 4 missiles off Guam, but has opted to wait to see what the foolish Yankees do next. Quote, unquote. The comments came hours after U.S. Secretary of Defense James Mattis warned that if North Korea fired on U.S. territory, it would be game on. Now, Jean Lee opened the first Associated Press office in North Korea. She's now a global fellow with the Wilson Center and based in Seoul in South Korea. And Jean Lee is with me. Hello, Jean, and thank you for your time and expertise.
Hi, nice to join you today.
Jean, how serious do you think this all is?
Oh, it's very serious. You know, the people of South Korea and the people of North Korea are accustomed to these tensions. The Korean War has been going on for decades. They signed a truce, but they never signed a peace treaty. That said, the stakes are getting much higher because now we know that the North Koreans have reached some significant milestones in the development of their nuclear weapons and their ballistic missiles, making them all the more dangerous. And I think that what we don't know, there's another unpredictable factor in this whole equation that makes this the tension different this time around, and that is President Donald Trump. So he has, I hate to say, been the most unpredictable factor in this whole game, this whole standoff. And so that has certainly unnerved people here in this region.
Yes, but it is, Kim, isn't it, talking up his nuclear capability. He was doing that again today. It is him that is firing the missile. So what do you make of that? Do you think that they will back away? Is there pressure coming from China? What's going to happen here, do you think?
There's certainly pressure coming from China, and China has issued some pretty tough statements in recent days, or made some pretty tough moves, which the biggest is probably announcing that they were going to begin enforcing a UN Security Council resolution, a ban on some of the exports, North Korean exports, that bring the regime so much money. And it's not just money for their military. These are, you know, seafood, coal, minerals. These are things that bring average North Koreans an income. So that is going to really hit the North Koreans hard. The North Koreans are certainly paying attention to China's admonitions. And so that is one part of it. Kim Jong-un also is not suicidal. So he's going to push things as far as he can, but he doesn't want to provoke things so far that the U.S. is going to strike. So it's an interesting dance going on here. I think that it's important to take some psychology into consideration. I think in this equation, the North Koreans are a bit like the naughty child. And so it's always the leaders in the region are trying to figure out how to keep the naughty child in check. Mm.
So is it in large part political rhetoric? Kim's not going to fire missiles at Guam. And I mean, it's just you can't believe that would happen, can you?
I never thought it would happen. I think if you read that statement from North Korea state media closely, and, you know, I've been reading these very closely on a daily basis for years, it was evident to me that this was a warning, but they left wiggle room in there. So they didn't say, as some media reported, that they were planning to fire. They just said that by this date, we're going to come up with a plan and we're going to give it to the leader and let him assess it. So they left themselves some room there. And now it's interesting, North Korean leader has left himself some room as well. He's taken the high road here, which I find ironic, and said, well, I'm going to be the cooler head here and throw this back in President Trump's court and see what he does with it and see if he can make the right decision.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in spoke today. He downplayed James Mattis' comments, pointing out that the US would actually need its approval before launching any attack on North Korea. Is that correct? Is that the way you see it?
Today was an important day for the South Korean president to really reassure South Koreans and it's Liberation Day, so it's a national holiday. What he's been trying to do is exercise some common restraint in the past few days. He didn't want to react to North Korea, but this was the perfect occasion to make a big speech. And a couple of things came through. He made it clear to the South Koreans that there will not be a war and that if there's any kind of move on the part of the troops in the region, that would have to only happen with South Korea's consent. So really trying to push back and just assure the South Koreans, we are a part of this too. Nothing's going to happen without my approval. And then also reiterating that he wants to use diplomacy to try to find a resolution to this. And really being somewhat reassuring to both the conservatives who do want him to take some action and show that he can defend the country, but also the liberals who want a peaceful way out of this.
Just going back to President Trump, Kevin Rudd, former Prime Minister of Australia, he was on television yesterday and he speaks Mandarin. He's just been to China and he believed that China thinks that Trump is just is bluffing. What do you see in that?
Well, I hope he's bluffing because I'm sitting here in South Korea and I certainly don't want anyone to make a false move that would end in a disastrous and destructive military confrontation. I do think that he has that President Trump has a tendency to act as a bit of a bully, and hopefully that's what he's doing. I think that the Chinese have been pushing back and saying, listen, we just want calm. We don't want another disaster on our hands. And so there's been a chorus of calls from around the world, from leaders around the world, just saying, stop with the bombastic rhetoric. It's not helping.
Interesting. Thank you, Jean. Nice to talk to you. Appreciate it. That is Jean Lee, who opened the Associated Press Office in North Korea, now Global Fellow at the Wilson Center in Seoul. News Talk ZB, it is now 6:14.